It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
Canola has taken a pretty big hit here so far this week with, as of Thursday's close, canola seeing anywhere from $24 to $27 losses. And, of course, starting off the week on Tuesday with almost limit down performance. And a lot of that coming from the news, or at least the issues between China and Canada. When we return from the break, we'll talk a little bit about this.
Opportunities aren't always easy to recognize. They can occur anytime, and usually when you aren't prepared or are too busy. That's where we come in. We do risk management. That's all we do. Whether it's deciding on government programs to deciding on which crop insurance policy best fits your operation, Martinson Ag can properly evaluate the best direction to protect your investment. As commodity brokers and insurance agents, we evaluate risk. Contact Martinson Ag Risk Management today, 701-205-4200.
Earlier this year, Canada put tariffs on products coming and being imported from China, primarily the EV vehicles, which they put 100% tariff on. And they also increased the tariffs on imports of metal coming from China. Well, China now all of a sudden is staging a bit of a retaliation against that by putting a anti-dumping investigation on canola coming in from Canada. It's virtually a fancy way of saying that they are going to start looking at halting imports of Canadian canola in retaliation to these other tariffs that have been placed. Now, what's interesting is that how much the canola market has taken a hit because of this. It's down close to $24 to $28 here this week off of a knee-jerk reaction of news that probably isn't going to impact the canola market that much. Earlier this winter, the Canadian Oilseed Processors Association projects that canola production could reach 23 million metric ton for processing by 2025. But what they're looking at is 70% of that production, or about 16.2 million metric ton of the production, is going to go into the crush market, while only 30% is going to go into the export market. Currently, they're exporting about 50% of their canola production to China, and that is looking at changing. Now, the result of this is because of two initiatives, and one of them is the Canadian Clean Fuel Regulation Act and the U.S. Renewable Fuel Standard, which is pushing most of the canola or soybean oil to be made into renewable diesel fuel. Right now, in 2022, renewable fuels accounted for about 14 billion liters in Canada. By 2025, they expected to increase that to 16.6 billion. And there are five large-scale renewable diesel fuel plants being built or in the planning stages for Canada. So it's likely that we're now looking at just a knee-jerk reaction for the canola market as it's looking at changing its dynamics within a few years and changing its purpose more to renewable fuels and more away from the export market. So it seems interesting that the canola market has taken such a hit. I would expect that we would start to see a little bit of calming as far as that market is concerned as we move forward.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.